Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Slacker and Steve.
We'd like to talk to some desperate people.
Yes, actually.
Some people who've done just some... You pulled a nutty post-breakup.
Yeah, irrational, just so... Yes.
I love that you just have to... You have to point out the emotional ineptitude of these people. Some of us just are more actually attached to other humans, so when they're ripped from our lives, we have an emotion...
They still get attached.
I get it, Steve. It's so easy when your heart is like a black stone. So there's a woman. So we'll give you an idea of what we want, okay? There's a woman in La Costa, Texas, who got divorced. And to celebrate her divorce, she set something up where she could blow up her old wedding dress.
Blow it up.
Her initial idea was just to burn the dress with a bonfire.
Okay, because that's rational too.
See what you're doing?
What?
See, we want people to call. I want you guys to call, and then when you call, Steve's going to make you feel like crap about...
No, I promise I
won't. We all go through breakups different ways. Maybe you just sit down with a pint of Ben and Jerry's, but...
I don't understand how the rest of you go through that by burning and blowing up. Okay, all right.
Usually go to try to find the person they're closest to and sleep with them.
I'm with you on that. I mean, come on.
It's much easier than explosive.
I know. Wow.
So instead of burning it, she decided to kick it up a notch with some of exploding targets. Apparently, the dress was rigged with 20 pounds of Tannerite.
I'm not familiar with the Tannerite.
That makes us and the NSA and everyone really happy to know that Steve doesn't know. I don't know what it is.
Tannerite, yeah.
It feels like if you know what that is, maybe you're on a watch list.
A list somewhere.
It's an explosive component of those explosive targets used for long firearms training.
Oh, okay.
So she backed it up to 200 yards and hit the exploding target from her rifle.
Nice shot.
So she fired at it and it exploded. Problem is, she didn't really warn the townsfolk, and people felt the massive explosion as much as 15 miles away.
Jeez.
Now, I saw the video of this. Like, you can see, I never saw her shoot. It's kind of shot from two different angles. You just see, like, blackness, and all of a sudden, boom, the huge explosion.
Massive.
That's the one angle. And then the other angle looks almost like it's inside an airplane hangar or something, and that's where all the people are, and that must be where she's shooting from.
Oh, okay.
So it's the camera looking at them, the audience, or the camera looking at the explosion itself. But yeah, and then it's just like 40 people going, woo! And then... townspeople everywhere selling all their worldly possessions because the end is nigh.
Sorry, people, just blowing up a dress over here.
Just, deal with things differently than you do.
Right? You ever hear of a groom blowing up the tuxedo?
I've heard of a lot of women doing things where they wreck the dress. They do paintball to the dress. They burn the dress. They shred the dress.
Because it's the dress's fault? Okay. That's just weird. Did you pay a lot for that dress? Why don't you try and recoup some
Here's
of
what we're trying to do.
Huh?
We're trying to get people to call us right now with their stories. So this is your moment. If you did something weird to get through a breakup, this is where you tell us. We want you to tell us the stories. Steve is going to vow.
I vow, yeah.
To not make you feel irrational the entire time you're talking.
I'll just say right now, you're all rational. Everyone that calls with you, you're all rational.
Here's someone who was 25 in good shape, and they got they broke up. She sent all nude pictures of him to his family members.
Okay.
But this person said, I was in good shape, so I didn't care. But the way she got through the breakup was to try to humiliate him with the nude photos. That happens a lot. They're starting to shut that down, though. The whole revenge porn thing. Took a knife and tried to cut off a third of the mattress.
What now?
Apparently, when they were together, she had chipped in a little bit of the money towards the mattress.
Wanted her
and then
value
when they were breaking up, he was like, all right, I'll give you a third of it back. And tried to...
Get out.
I'm going to say that's rational.
Okay.
Why didn't you just blow it up? Somebody else. Now, this is one of my favorites. Took all the old love letters. So this woman, they were together. Mm. She'd written him a bunch of love letters. Then she broke up with him. He cut up the love letters and took the letters that he'd cut out and made a desperate note to get her back, sort of ransom style, and then showed up at her work and hand-delivered it to her.
Okay, what? That guy's very rash.
I feel like, yeah, I think maybe we should subtitle this, How I Dealt with a Breakup / Restraining Order Central. Yes. Somebody else broke all of his DVDs. Somebody else went out and intentionally got an STD and tried to give it to their ex.
Dang.
So I think you guys get the parameters. Yeah. If you went through a breakup and you did some interesting things to get through it.
Interesting keyword there.
Yes. Different than Steve would do. We want to hear how you dealt with a breakup. Megan.
Yay.
Yay.
What'd you do after the breakup?
Well, it actually happened to me.
Okay.
An ex-boyfriend, he got so angry with me that he put my measurements and said I look like Britney Spears and put them on a dating site. And give them my work phone, my mother's phone, my father's phone number.
Why? Phone
number. Right. Why, dude? Move on.
I know. And so I was getting phone calls at work all the time. And my boss got really angry. But I didn't know what it was. I couldn't figure it out where he put it.
Did you date any of these dudes?
You know, I probably should have, but I didn't.
It would have been in the way to make it backfire.
Yes.
Oh my God, thank you so much.
Right, for the love of my life.
I know, but I actually dated a guy with the same name right after him. So
you can't do that.
Wow.
Oh,
yeah.
That's you. You're sort of a glutton for punishment. Thank you, Megan. Appreciate the call. Kenna?
Yay.
Yay. What'd you do after a breakup, or did they do?
Well, I was dating this guy for not that long, like maybe 6 months, and he proposed to me, and I freaked out and said, yeah.
Oh.
So he gave me a ring, and then, like, a couple months later, like, I found out that he was cheating on me with one of his friends.
No.
So I pawned the ring and got with his ex and used the ring to buy me and my current boyfriend a car.
Win.
This is the most rational one we've heard.
Right, that's brilliant.
Slept with his friend,
yes.
Got a car out of it. He didn't ever ask for the ring back?
Oh, no, he did.
Oh. Sounded easy, Paul.
Sorry. The ring itself is probably in the system somewhere. The representation of it is parked right out front.
No.
Yeah. That's good.
That is good.
That's a good way to, you didn't blow anything up.
No,
nobody
well
got
played.
Hurt. Thank you. Guys, he's cheating and asking her to marry.
What, idiots.
Pick a team, bro. Lynn?
Yay.
Yay.
Post-breakup weirdness, what'd you do?
Okay, it's my niece, not myself.
Okay.
Upon learning that her new husband was dealing cocaine, she filed for divorce, moved her stuff out. When she went to the house, she took every gaming cord he had between all devices. She cut all the cords in every mini blind that existed in the house.
Oh, the mini blind cords! Oh.
You know what? That one hurts because I can never figure all those.
No, you never. You're just done.
Impossible.
You're
yes.
done. Oh, that's good.
She took all the screws and everything out of all the chairs in the office so that when he sat down, the chair would just fall apart.
Jeez.
She took dead fish and put them in all of the vents and behind the refrigerator.
Yeah, that's invested.
She Googled, man. Or she's just a bitter, bitter person who already had all that stuff in her head.
Oh, she had a template already built.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, I'm going to do the cord thing with this one. Thank you for the call, Lynn.
Dang.
The blind cords is diabolical.
That was
brilliant.
Because
you're host.
You are.
Ugh. Haley?
Yay.
Yay.
What's your post-breakup weirdness?
So my boyfriend left me, and I ended up drinking a whole bottle of Seagram's and driving in a blizzard up to him where he was hanging out with another girl, and I may have threatened her life.
Holy smokes. Wow,
this is
Haley.
A great commercial for Seagram's. They're like, hey, it's not going to see any chance you can have her not mention the brand? Yeah, no, it's Doers or something. I don't know. Jesus. Did you go to jail or they let you slide?
Yeah, what happened?
They actually let me slide. I couldn't believe it. Yeah.
Did she want to fight you? Or?
No, she actually just like walked away. But funny enough, we're actually back together.
What?
Admired her tolerance for alcohol and her ability to drive drunk. I don't know. None of this is good.
Wow, Haley, good for all's well but ends well.
Something, one of those phrases works here. Yes. Not sure which one it is. Candy.
Yay.
Post breakup weirdness. What'd you do?
So, my ex had a child with another woman previously before our relationship. Her and I actually were great friends throughout our relationship and everything, and stayed good friends after the breakup. And I was able to convince her to file for full custody of their child, and she won their case. And so he didn't have custody anymore of his kid.
Wow, Candy. You're on the fringe. You pulled the puppet strings, yes. But you were not. You get your hands
still
dirty.
Still such a level of dirty, though.
Yeah.
You took his kid. Got someone else to take.
Yeah, see? Candy's the victim here.
Yes.
Slacker and Steve. Weekday afternoons on Alice. And anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.